Hello everybody, wanted to do this little episode on parasites. At the moment it's the full moon and a lot of you are asking me on social media all about parasites, and I thought, considering it's been such a huge transformative piece of information that I have included into my children's health and onto this journey, it is so relevant for me to do a podcast on it. Let's talk about parasites. Parasites take havoc all over your body. They can live for years and you have so many symptoms, and the doctors will tell you and treat you for so many other things, forgetting to mention about the number one of all is parasites. So I started this journey with heavy metal detoxing, and then I discovered about parasites. This was all due to my children's poor health, and I just went down so many rabbit holes trying to find out more information. So let's talk about them. Symptoms in adults. What are the symptoms that you will see if you have parasites? You will see allergies, skin problems, anxiety, depression, bad breath, weight loss, body odor, candida, bruising, crawling sensations, dark circles under the eyes, digestive issues, eating disorders, fatigue, eye floaters, joint pain, memory issues, depleted in minerals. You might be told you're anemic, seizures, headaches, vomiting, stiffness. They are the root cause of so many illnesses. So they live in all areas of our body. They live in our brain, they live in our eyes, our lymph nodes, our lungs, our liver, our intestines, our muscles, our blood, our skin, our joints. And the most common of all is flatworms, flukeworms, tapeworms, thorny headed worms, and round worms. These parasites can live airborne as well. So we can get them from many places. We can get them through transferring of other people. So that includes through sex, but also through the contamination of our water, our food, our soil, especially food like pork and salmon. This also can contribute to poor immune system. But if you already have a poor immune system, you're more susceptible to gaining parasites. So I have my little one running around here, so I'm going to try and record this. There's no quiet time ever, so if you hear him, just bear in mind. So symptoms that the kids have for parasites would normally be like stomach pain, irritability, they will have sleep issues, they will have itchy anus, they will have loss of appetite, insomnia, redness around their vulva, restless sleep, breaking of, you know, nails, skin, hair, so poor growth in that, bedwetting, difficulty gaining weight, these dark circles, teeth grinding. And all of these symptoms come from parasites. Even your dogs can pass them on as well. So you think about it, the dog has worms, the animals have worms, they're licking their behinds, and then they're passing them on to the children, etc. But the doctors treat this by mebenzanol. I think that's how to pronounce it. It is a little treatment where you take 5 mils of this, and in 2 weeks you have to do it again, because they have eggs, they lay eggs, and it's really hard to kill off parasites. But this disrupts a child's gut health, and it disrupts their gut health, and that is connected to all of their neurological health. So I like to treat things naturally. And the best way that I have found is using powerful herbs. So we'll talk about that in a moment. But if you really want to start introducing foods that can kill off parasites and do this really naturally, you want to look into foods like pumpkin seeds, clove, beets, papaya seeds. But with papaya seeds, you have to be very, very careful, especially if pregnant. Coconut oil, chlorophyll from plants, There's so much natural remedies from food alone that can kill the parasites off, but using these three herbs combined is so powerful. The thing with parasites is when they attack, you're in complete pain. Especially if it's your little children with the little thread worms and they're itching and they're having a really horrible night's sleep, stomach pain, nausea. So you want to prevent before you cure. So this is why I say about those foods that are really essential to help introduce into your diet, your child's diet, and try and prevent them from being there. Especially when children are in school, childcare settings, these little eggs of these worms have won 11,000 babies, and they come out during the evening around a full moon and lay eggs. So I know it does not sound good, but I have experienced this, I've seen it, I've watched my children suffer. And what happens is if one person in your household has worms, the rest of the person has worms. Now, worms is one aspect of this, but parasites live all over the body. So it's not just in your intestines, it's all over your body. The product that I used for the kids was called Cedar Burr. So it's C-E-A-D-E-R-B-E-A-R, Cedar Burr. And this uses powerful herbs like black walnut, wormwood, clove. These products are so powerful, so this dosage in the cedar burr is perfect for them. For adults, we would take the black walnut, the wormwood, and the clove together. Now, the female worm ovulates between the new moon, and the parasites are suspended, like worms detached from the walls of the organs and the lining of the intestines, so that they can go and breed and lay those 11,000 eggs. So the perfect time to do a cleanse is around a full moon. You want to make sure that your colon is healthy before you're cleansing out parasites. So you want to make sure you've got the oils, the omega-3s, the DHAs, your water, your fiber. You're looking after your colon health, because if your colon health is poor and you're killing off those parasites, they'll just transfer to other places. So in a cycle of a full moon, I would do, for an adult, I do 5 days between the new moon and the full moon, or between the full moon and the next stage. And I would do 5 days on those powerful herbs and then take a break and do it again 2 weeks later. Some people will do a 3-moon cycle, so 3 moons in a row to complete the full cleanse. This is known as the best way to do this. I have worked and used products with The Good Inside, and this is a gut detox, fulvic minerals, and a heavy detox, heavy metal detoxing spray. So I use these also alongside of this daily, because another rabbit hole is heavy metal detoxing. But for the parasites alone, they hide. They're like a binder to the heavy metals, so it's really important to use both for me. And yeah, I think that's everything around parasites. They are everywhere. Toxoplasma, you know those little wormies that you can see in your eyes and you think they're like little lights or orbs? It's toxoplasma, it's parasites. When your skin has eczema and flare-ups and rashes, it's all gut health. No cream is going to fix that. It's something from your gut. Your gut is inflamed, and your gut gets inflamed, your brain gets inflamed. This happened to my son. My son was very ill as a child. He had a lot of antibiotics. His gut health was so poor that it started to affect his neurological health. Not only that, but passing down from me as a mother and all of the heavy toxin metals all around his body was having a lot of neurological decline, and a lot of that connected to the behavioral issues of autism. So I went down this rabbit hole and went into heavy metal detoxing and parasite cleansing, and he is free from all of his sensory aversions. His so much benefits, but that's more for a heavy metal talk. But yep, parasites wreak havoc all over your body. The doctors will treat all of the things that the parasites cause. What happens is a parasite actually depletes you of your minerals. So if you're lacking in magnesium and vitamin, you know, magnesium and calcium and copper and all the things that your body needs to function, the parasites deplete that. But then if you're depleted of that, the parasites are easier to grow. So it's an ever-ending cycle. Basically, twice a year, do a parasite cleanse. Hi, gorgeous. Baby needs me. I'm gonna go. Twice a year, do a parasite cleanse. And in every other part of the world, I'm in the Western world, this is seen as normal. Parasite cleanse twice a year. Parasite cleanse if you're having any of those symptoms.